Welcome to the deep dive.
Okay, picture this. You're a really dedicated IT pro. You've poured, I don't know, weeks, maybe even months, into meticulously writing up this like 47-step standard operating procedure for something critical, like a big software deployment. It's perfect. I mean, it covers every single security check, every prerequisite, all those tricky edge cases. It's basically your team's hard-won knowledge all written down.
Right. It looks like the absolute peak of operational excellence, on paper.
Exactly. But then reality hits. It's maybe 3 a.m., middle of a critical incident, or heck, maybe just Friday afternoon, everyone's itching to leave. That perfect 47-step checklist suddenly gets skimmed, steps get combined, maybe skipped entirely. People assume the validation checks pass, and the whole thing just isn't done consistently, if it's even followed closely at all.
And that gap, right, between the perfect document and what actually happens on the ground. That's what we're calling the SOP paradox. And look, it's more than just annoying. It's a major source of configuration drift, security holes, and honestly, a ton of extra cleanup work later. Costs organizations a fortune.
So our mission today, it's about closing that gap. We want to take that really valuable but static institutional knowledge, those nice SOP documents, and turn them into, well, executable automated runbooks. We're basically asking, what if your procedures could just run themselves, like with one click, guaranteed consistency every single time? Let's unpack this. Starting with, well, why does manual IT execution often fail, even with really smart people?
Right. And it's important to say this struggle isn't usually because people have bad intentions. It's more about basic human nature bumping up against the sheer complexity of a modern business. We can actually point to specific kind of built-in human limitations that make that consistent manual perfection pretty much impossible when you scale up.
Okay, so we're talking about psychological factors. Like, what's the most common way a really skilled team ends up introducing risk?
Often it boils down to something called attention degradation. See, repetitive tasks. They're like cognitive quicksand. When you do the same thing over and over and over, maybe routine maintenance, maybe a password reset, your brain kind of switches to low power mode. You start skipping steps because you just assume the outcome. You don't actively verify it.
Wait, okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Based on what our sources are saying, apparently your most experienced technicians, they often.
Then you get slammed with context switching. So a technician might be like knee-deep in a really complex server migration, maybe a 30-step process. Then, bam, they get pulled away. Urgent call. Fix a broken display in the big meeting room now.
Right, happens all the time.
And when they finally get back to the migration, their cognitive load is just through the roof. They often can't remember exactly where they were. Did they run that validation check? Which machine was next? That leads to missed steps, or sometimes worse, doing the same step twice on the wrong server.
And when they're really under the gun, like that 3 a.m. network outage you mentioned, what happens to the perfect procedure then? Do they even bother looking at it?
Probably not. They instantly revert to shortcuts, kill the time pressure compromise. The main goal shifts, right? It's no longer follow the SOP perfectly. It's get this thing working again now.
Makes sense.
So those crucial validation steps, the ones that take a bit longer, they get sacrificed for speed, which almost inevitably means you'll have some secondary, much sneakier problem pop up days or weeks later.
And okay, even if they try to follow the procedure perfectly, the person who wrote it, that senior tech, they had years of experience with unwritten context baked into why they wrote it that way.
Exactly. Knowledge gaps. The junior tech reads the same words, but they miss the subtle stuff, the political context maybe, the known quirks of that specific server cluster. The real reason why step 12 is absolutely critical and can't be skipped. Yeah, even a perfectly written document can't just magically transfer years of hands-on experience. Plus, let's be honest, every IT environment is constantly changing. It's alive.
Yeah.
And that leads straight to documentation drift. The SOP becomes outdated because, oh, someone swapped out a monitoring tool 6 months ago, or a new security rule came down yesterday,
Yeah.
keeping docs perfectly aligned. That takes dedicated effort and almost always sinks to the bottom of the to-do list.
Okay, so if we accept that humans, just by being human, introduce variability, what happens when that variability meets massive scale? This isn't just about one person making a mistake anymore, is it? It feels like the whole manual approach becomes unsustainable.
Oh, it becomes exponential. Absolutely. Take endpoint proliferation. Simple example. The company's growing. They hire 50 new people. Suddenly, that's maybe 150 new devices hitting the network. Laptops, phones, tablets, maybe kiosks, all needing setup, monitoring, patching. And your IT team size probably stayed exactly the same. Zero new headcount.
Right. The workload just exploded.
So managing that constantly growing army of devices manually, it just becomes physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And that impacts critical security things immediately, like patch management. You just cannot realistically expect your team to manually test patches, schedule deployments, push them out, and verify success across hundreds, maybe thousands of different devices while still handling day-to-day support. It just doesn't work.
And that failure to keep up at scale, that must lead to standards just evaporating.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. Configuration standardization failure. The standards might exist in a spreadsheet somewhere, this golden image idea, but in reality, devices drift. Maybe a tech applied a quick, one-off fix for a demanding user. Maybe the initial setup wasn't quite consistent across a batch of machines. If you're not continuously checking and enforcing that standard, well, you don't really have one.
And connecting this to security, think about modern threats. 0 days. The window you have to react to contain something nasty is measured in hours now.
Exactly. Hours, maybe minutes sometimes.
So if your process to, say, isolate compromised machines involves people manually logging into each one, running checks, that takes days, maybe weeks for a large fleet. By the time you're done, the attackers have already achieved their goals. The window's slammed shut.
And this brings up another huge drain. Compliance and audits. The audit drain. Think about the cost. Organizations literally spend person weeks every quarter just manually gathering evidence. Pulling reports from 3 different systems, manually checking settings on a sample of 50 machines, trying to reconcile all the data, just because there's no single automated, trustworthy record of everything's current state.
Wow. Okay. It really sounds like we've hit a fundamental limit. Human effort just can't keep pace with the complexity or the speed needed today. So if manual is broken, what's the fix? How do we take that valuable SOP knowledge and make it stick?
The answer really is transforming those procedures into executable runbooks. But, and this is crucial, we need to be clear on how a runbook is different from just, you know, a simple script.
Okay, let's break that down. Because lots of IT teams use script already, right? PowerShell, bash files. How is a runbook conceptually different from that?
Think of a simple script like a raw text file with some code in it. It does one thing, usually. If it works, great. If it fails, it probably just quits.
Leaving you guessing.
Right. No real record, no audit trail. Maybe a cryptic error message, if you're lucky. A runbook, though, is way more. It's a managed, production-ready automation workflow. It's not just the code. It's all the governance wrapped around it.
Okay, so governance, you mean like controls and tracking, not just firing off code.
Precisely. A proper runbook platform incorporates enterprise-level controls, things like parameters, so you can customize runs without changing the code, approval workflows maybe needing a manager's okay before running something critical, built-in error handling so it knows what to do if step 3 fails,
mm-hmm.
comprehensive logging of every single action, version control for the code itself. It's the difference between handing someone a raw command and like running a fully audited manufacturing process.
Got it. So to make this transformation happen, what are the must-have capabilities for an automation platform? What does it need to do?
Well, first and foremost, unified endpoint management. You absolutely have to be able to manage all those different device types we talked about, Windows, Mac OS, Linux, iOS, Android, maybe even Chromebooks, all from one place.
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of separate silo tools is foundational.
And it needs to handle the scripts teams already have, right?
Yeah.
Take that PowerShell or Python code they've written.
Yes, exactly. It needs to allow custom script execution with enterprise controls. Basically, taking that existing code and packaging it up as a managed mm-hmm. asset. Giving it version control, parameters, the works.
Okay.
And once you have that capability, you unlock policy-driven automation. This is powerful. You define your standard security settings, required software, whatever, just once. Then the platform continuously monitors everything. If a device drifts out of compliance, maybe someone installs forbidden software, or a required security setting gets changed, the platform can automatically fix it, remediate it back to the standard.
Wow, that changes everything. It's moving from constantly putting out fires to continuous compliance.
It really does. And the final piece, maybe the most powerful, is workflow orchestration. This lets you link multiple actions, potentially across different systems or tools, into one single, complex, but reliable end-to-end procedure. Think about that employee onboarding again. Orchestration can tie together creating the Active Directory account, provisioning the laptop, installing the standard software suite, configuring security tools, and maybe even sending a notification to the hiring manager. All triggered by one initial input running flawlessly in the background.
Okay, let's talk results. Measurable outcomes. Where do we see automation really deliver the biggest, most quantifiable ROI for IT teams? Give us some high-impact examples.
Employee onboarding is often the absolute low-hanging fruit for time savings. Manually doing it, that takes hours of the technician's focused time. Juggling HR info, AD tools, endpoint setup, it's a lot. An automated onboarding runbook, it can shrink that whole process down to maybe a 30-minute background task. Zero hands-on tech time needed during the execution. You free up your staff to work on more strategic things than just setting up laptops.
The productivity boost there is obvious, but thinking about risk, the security incident response seems even more critical, especially during a crisis.
Oh, it fundamentally changes your security posture. Think about it. A suspicious process gets flagged on a machine. Instead of waiting for a human analyst to see the alert, investigate, decide what to do, log in, the runbook executes immediately. Critical containment actions, isolating the device from the network, killing the malicious process, maybe grabbing forensic data happen in seconds, not the minutes or even hours it takes for manual response. That speed dramatically shrinks the potential impact of a breach.
That sounds incredibly powerful. But is there a danger here? Like, how much work is it to build all these rules? Do you risk spending more time automating than you save?
That's a fair question. You definitely don't start by trying to automate the single most complex edge case procedure you have. But think about something like software deployment runbooks. Deploying complex apps is tricky. There are prerequisites to check, maybe old versions to uninstall cleanly, custom install parameters, post-install validation. Automating this handles all that complexity reliably. It eliminates potentially weeks of staggered manual rollouts and failures because, well, the runbook never forgets step 12 or gets tired or calls in sick. Success rates go way up.
And I really like the proactive angle, troubleshooting automation, instead of waiting for a user to submit a ticket saying, "My computer's slow."
Right. The system can potentially detect the underlying issue itself. Maybe it sees critically low disk space or a browser cache filling up constantly. A runbook can automatically run the cleanup script. Maybe clear temp files, resolve the common issue before the user even notices enough to complain. That really moves the needle on user satisfaction and just a tie back to compliance. That shift from the painful audit drain to continuous compliance maintenance, it's huge. You go from these quarterly, high-stress manual check fire drills that eat up weeks of effort to having continuous daily stands, automatic remediation for anything that drifts from your security baseline. Compliance stops being a periodic crisis and becomes just a documented ongoing reality.
We have to frame this for leadership, though. What's the real business value here beyond just, say, faster patching or fewer help desk calls?
The most direct, easily quantifiable ROI is technician time liberation. Seriously. Automating those common repetitive tasks. It can easily save a mid-sized organization something like 20 to 40 hours per week. So that's basically freeing up half a full-time employee, maybe more, redirecting their valuable skills away from mundane chores towards projects that actually drive the business forward.
And that audit preparation point, going from weeks of manual grind down to just pulling a report in hours, that's a massive, easily understood cost saving right there.
Absolutely. And it proves that consistency isn't just a nice to have for IT geeks. It directly impacts the bottom line. It eliminates all that follow-on work, those secondary problems caused by rushed, incomplete manual jobs. It improves business outcomes.
So, okay, let's say an organization hears this. They're ready to embrace automation, but maybe they feel a bit overwhelmed. Where do they start? You can't just automate everything overnight.
No, definitely not. The very first step, strategically, is to inventory and prioritize your existing SOPs. You need to figure out, realistically, how much time each manual procedure actually takes your team. Add up all those little interruptions. Then assess the risks associated with that procedure failing and its overall impact on the business. Doing that calculation, it points you straight to your highest value automation targets.
So the game plan is, start with the quick wins. Find things that give you a good return but aren't like insanely complex to automate initially.
Absolutely. Build momentum. Successfully automate some frequently performed relatively straightforward tasks first. Show the value early. But, and this is critical, because automated failures can have widespread impact very quickly. Thorough testing and having solid rollback strategies are completely non-negotiable. You have to test runbooks against diverse systems, maybe pilot groups. You need to validate what happens in failure scenarios. Roll things out gradually. Don't just flip a switch for the whole company at once.
And ultimately, this isn't just about tools, is it? Success means building an automation culture.
Couldn't agree more. It requires training teams on how to use the platform, yes, but also setting up feedback loops. Technicians need to be able to suggest improvements or new automation ideas. And crucially, you have to measure the impact of those time savings, the reduced errors, faster response times, and communicate that value clearly back to leadership. Show them the tangible benefits.
So we've really seen how endpoint automation can fundamentally transform IT operations. It finally closes that critical gap, that SOP paradox we started with, between the documented ideal and the messy reality of execution under pressure. It feels like automation maturity is becoming the key difference between IT teams that can scale efficiently and, well, those that just get swamped by the growing operational burden.
Exactly. And this capability, it's only going to accelerate. The automation foundation you build today is literally what prepares you to take advantage of tomorrow's even more advanced capabilities.
So what does that horizon look like? What's next?
Well, we're moving rapidly towards AI-powered automation. Imagine AI systems that can actually analyze your help desk ticket trends, observe the repetitive actions your technicians are taking, and then automatically suggest new runbooks, or even identify processes that are prime candidates for automation without anyone explicitly telling it to. The system starts learning what needs to be automated.
Wow, okay. The infrastructure basically suggesting its own improvements. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and that leads logically towards self-healing infrastructure. Systems that can automatically detect issues, diagnose the root cause, and apply a fix, maybe run a remediation runbook, all without needing any human intervention whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
IT shifts from reaction to automated resolution.
And presumably this won't stay confined just to endpoints.
No way. The scope is already expanding through cross-platform orchestration. We're talking about workflows that seamlessly bridge endpoints, networks, cloud platforms, security tools, maybe even business applications. True, holistic system management, all orchestrated together.
So the key takeaway then is start building that foundation now.
That's it. Making that shift from procedures sitting in a binder or a wiki to encoding that knowledge into reliable, repeatable, automated runbooks, that's what gets you ready for this future. Automation isn't just an optional nice-to-have for efficiency anymore. It's becoming the essential operating system for modern IT.